Joining the program now, the great Ed Obradovich, OB. He and Carm and Hamp have an awesome show, post and pregame, here on WGN Radio. OB, you heard Kevin say at another Bears-Packers game, another Bears loss, and I heard you speaking about it, you guys in the postgame. It's just, I don't know. What do you most point to as the reasons here, the big issue, the biggest issue with this team?
Oh, there's... where do you want me to start?
Where do you start? Oh.
There's so many issues here. Number one, excuse me, the passing game. The last three games, we passed for 1 yard. 2 weeks ago, we passed for 109, and I think we passed for like 134 yards. You are not going to win a game in the National Football League throwing for that amount of yardage. And what's a little bit more embarrassing, Devontae Adams, the wideout receiver for the Green Bay Packers coming into that game yesterday, him alone, he had more yardage than our entire receiving corps. That's all our tight ends. That's all our wideouts. The backs, everybody combined, he has more yardage, and he's one receiver with the Green Bay Packers. You're not going to go very far. And the thing that's really disturbing that disturbed the great Dan Hampton and myself yesterday is the fact, I mean, how do you, defensively, for the Green Bay Packers, they were down, they had only one starter, one safety. They had backups playing cornerbacks, and then Black, the other safety goes down, and you have basically an entire half to go after and attack downfield, an attack over the middle of the field where he was. These are backups. Okay, they're not starters, and there's a reason why they're backups. And we don't test them. We don't go after that. Whoever the guy was that replaced them, you don't go downfield. It's dumbfounding, Anna. And then offensively, the Green Bay Packers, they lost Lindsey, their number one center. He went to the Chargers. Their regular center, he went out. So the backup playing yesterday, okay, in the game when the center got hurt. So he's actually the backup center.
Oh, jeez.
And you have two backup offensive tackles playing for Green Bay. And you mean to tell me not one coach on that team could figure out, they've got this backup rookie playing in at center now. He's come in. And what you do with that, Anna, it is not a mystery. You take your inside guy, whoever he might be, Edwards. You want to even put Khalil Mack over the nose of the new center, or Akeem Hicks, who's, you know, weighs 330 pounds. And I tell you what, all you had to do was bull rush him or slip to the zero gap or the one gap, and all you had to do was play line tricks with either the strong side inside guy or the weak side inside guy. Come around, let him charge in a gap, come back around. You could have blitzed with the Mack linebacker. You could have blitzed with the Will linebacker. You could have blitzed with the Sam linebacker. And we did none of it. We never went after that kid who is just, I mean, it's unbelievable. That's a weakness. Take advantage of it. And not one time do we put somebody on that kid's nose, the backup center I'm talking about. And not one time do we attack from the outside with the different kind of blitzes from a strong safety and a weak safety on the backup tackles. And then to make it worse, and not to talk in circles here, Ann, but I'll tell you what. There's three backup defensive backs, and we don't attack downfield. We don't go over the middle. And then you wonder why Dan and I get a little excited about this game?
I love it. I love the passion. I love the show. Kevin, jump in here. I know you got a question.
Well, OB, I mean, to your point, I thought there were some flashes from Fields and the offense. They did have like two, maybe three impressive drives. But the Bears are averaging passing 117 yards a game, OB. That's dead last in the NFL by 50 yards. That's, you know, you look at a team like the Bucks who are leading the team in passing 340 yards. If you want to be a legit NFL offense, you got to get the ball down the field. But what did you think of Fields and the offense, which wasn't consistent, although we did see a couple drives that were encouraging, I would say?
Well, I'll tell you, I agree. I think Fields could be the real deal. I really do. I think the kid is under control. He doesn't get too emotional. I like the way he passes. He seems like he has some accuracy. But they've got to put him in situations. You can't let that kid drop back and drop back and drop back. He's going to get killed. You got to get him moving outside. If the guy's not there, let him take off and run. There's so many things that you could do, Kevin, with this kid, because he's got multiple talents. Boy, he's a smart kid, good, accurate passer. And I tell you, he's a big boy. 6'3", weighs what, about 225? And especially when the league is all about passing, and we're dead last. And who do you put that? Who's the blame? Who's the fault for that? Who is it? It's Nagy. It's Nagy and his coaching staff. How do you put a game plan together when you have three basically backup guys on the offensive line out of five for the Packers, and you don't come at them? You don't stick somebody right over the center who's a backup, and three backup defensive backfields for Green Bay, guys that are playing in the backfield, and you don't go at them? You don't attack them?
Yeah.
You can't blame that on the players. That's offensive game planning. And if you go with your game plan, whatever it is, to start the game out, it's not working in the first quarter or something, make some adjustments. Try, because there's adjustments that you can make. That doesn't work, go in at halftime. Put all your facts together and whatever, and come out with an attacking game plan in the third quarter. We basically do nothing. We do the same thing quarter after quarter after quarter, and that's why I put this squarely on the coach's head. Matt
yep.
Nagy and his coaches. We've got some talent. My God, the receivers that we got, and this young quarterback, I think he can get it done. But you got to put him in a position, Kevin, to get it done.
Yeah.
You can't let that kid stand back there and get mauled.
OB, we only have less than a minute left, but I understand you are still calling for Matt Nagy to be fired. Is that correct, sir?
Oh, please. Yes. That's okay. Answer fast enough.
OB, I love your passion. And again, the show you guys do is so amazing, and I'd love to see our Bears do better. I would have loved to see them beat the Packers. It was not to be. We'll see how they do against Tom Brady next weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what, Anna. They have nothing to lose now. Nothing.
It's true.
Nothing.
How
but
true.
But go down there with a positive attitude, and for God's sakes, coaches for the Chicago Bears, will you open up the offense?
I hope they hear
you. That's it.
Thank you, OB. Appreciate your perspective.